patient is James Gibson. It's a consultation request by Dr. Sam Bono. Reason for a consultation, supraventricular tachycardia, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and aortic frequency ablation. History patient is 83-year-old male with the palpitation period. Patient underwent a Holter Mount study by Dr. Bono that showed episodes of supraventricular tachycardia at a rate of 150 beats per minute period. Patient referred to me for ablation for supraventricular tachycardia period. Patient has episodes of palpitation during syncope, pre-syncope period. Current medication, olmesartan and terazosin period. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, no history of smoking, patient occasionally drink wine period, no history of drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia, review system in general, denial, recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, no prior history of coronary disease or congestive heart failure, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history and nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history arthritis, on examination blood pressure 133 over 60, double C 70, respiration 60, weight is 156 pound, HEND no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 hour successfully murmur, head of the rest and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, estimated no edema. Clinical impression number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Recommendation, patient has supraventricular tachycardia and described symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedure scan to benefit. Discuss with the patient, possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono.